One, two, three, four.
Ba 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 da ba da ba. Chika chika chika. La 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 la. We're soap.
Spoils of Akron, the Spoils of Akron podcast.
So. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Spoils of Akron podcast. My name is Ryan Dyke.
And my name is Benjamin Arrington, and this is a podcast about the art, culture, and the eccentric residents of the Rubber City.
That is correct.
America.
America. The Rubber City. That's us.
Of America.
Of America.
So how are you doing, Ryan?
I am good. We are recording. Okay, so this is like the first time I think we've ever recorded within like the same weekdays.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we
probably
just recorded on Monday, and now we're recording on Friday. The reason why is Better Block is this weekend. So mm-hmm. when you listen to this on Monday, I hope you had an awesome time and that it stopped raining so you go see Pee-wee's. Is it Playhouse or Big Adventure?
Big Adventure.
Big Adventure for free movie nights hosted by our very own Chris Miller. Thank you.
Thank you.
More show dates, movie dates to follow.
To follow.
But if you had a great time at Better Block, I hope we saw you there on Sunday, because we're going to be there on Sunday. And
yes.
Yeah, it's just weird that we're recording like in the same weekday, because it's almost like, do we have stuff to talk about? And
no,
you said
there's
that.
Nothing.
You said you were like, do you think we have stuff to talk about? I was like, Ben, look who you're talking to, bro.
No, this
listen,
didn't.
Bro.
This conversation did not happen.
It happened in my head.
Okay. Yeah, no, there's nothing. There's nothing to
nothing.
Talk about. Absolutely nothing.
Thank you for listening.
So, here's a funny thing we can mention.
Yeah,
neither of us are wearing belts right now.
Oh my gosh.
And
so
this
we
was
took
not
a picture.
Planned.
No, so since we're recording, we also have a gig tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So we're recording an episode and then we're going straight there.
It's going to be kind of short.
Yeah, but probably. I'm actually not going there. I have to go home and shower. I'm still moving.
And put on a belt.
And I forgot my belt, so at work I took zip ties and just zip tied two of my belt loops together. And you forgot a belt also.
Yeah, I just came straight from Hale Farm, so I'm wearing suspenders underneath my
shirt.
So
wait, did you load all of your equipment last night into your car?
This morning.
Oh.
Okay. It wasn't a lot.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so tonight when we play mm-hmm. at our show, I'm going to be wearing suspenders.
I want you to take your shirt off and just have suspenders and a white t-shirt on underneath.
No, they're kind of tuggy. They're tugging a little bit more
really
than I want to.
Do you need suspenders or a belt?
I think I do.
Do you think so?
Especially when I get all sweaty at the show.
I don't think I ever actually really do wear a belt. My pants fit very well. What size waist are you?
I wear 32.
Okay.
But that's the only.
What are you, a 32?
I could probably
34?
Wear. Yeah. Yeah, it's really hard to find.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I'm either a 29, 32, or I'm a 30, 32.
Yeah,
we're like one size down from each other.
They don't make like 30, 34s, and I think that would fit me better. But
you should try it. I swear, I have a pair of 30, 34s.
Well, you can like get them online. But
no, I think I have a pair because I always have to roll up the.
I'm embarrassed,
legs.
Like how much, how skinny
what?
We are.
What? It's hip now. In like the medieval days, they would have killed us. We would for sure. We would have been like cabin boy or whatever, and we would have had to like they would have
yeah,
killed us.
We were
caveman times.
We'd be completely useless
in like medieval caveman pirate times. We'd
yeah.
be like slaves. Or like horrible people to like big masculine men. But nowadays it's hip. We're in. Everybody.
I don't know. There's a lot of hip large men.
I guess so. I don't know. I'm just making that up.
Or and women, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm just making that up though.
Yeah.
When did you first get over 90 pounds? Do you think you remember? Or 100 pounds, I should say.
I think it was like third grade.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was a fat child.
Oh.
I was a very fat child.
I didn't get over 100 pounds till high school.
I had a friend in second grade, and we would compete to see who would weigh more.
To see who was fatter?
Yeah, it was really strange.
You had like an opposite diet challenge with your person, with your
well,
friend.
Well, it's not like we were trying. It was just like...
Naturally?
Yeah, every once in a while, like, hey man, how much do you weigh? Oh, I weigh more.
What grade was this?
Second grade.
Okay.
Yeah. Mitch. His name was Mitch.
Who won?
I don't remember. I don't think.
Were you fatter?
I remember, can we release
for next Thursday, can we both release like a throwback of like us as tiny children?
If we can find one of me. My parents didn't take pictures of me when I was a kid.
What?
Yeah, I was the fourth child. And yeah, they were just like,
screw it.
So tired of taking pictures of kids.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, look, he's putting his head in spaghetti. Like, we haven't seen that times already.
Yeah, I know. For the fourth, fifth, ninth. So, you've been busy this week. You've had a big transition in your life.
So, Cody and I got a house out in Norton. We're renting for right now. In 6 months, we're looking to rent to own. It's an amazing house. We got it for we know the lady, the landlady who owns it, I guess. But what is so cool about it is like we finally have a place to practice copper pennies. It's in the basement will be the copper pennies room. I can play my drums at home. I have not been able to do that for 4 years.
Yeah.
I've never been able. I had an electronic set, but Even my neighbors still complain because they said it sounded like someone was beating the crap out of like Rock Band upstairs. No, like I was playing Rock Band, and that's what it sounds like when you play an electronic set. You still hear that.
Yeah, it's basically like the same material, or it seems like.
But
it's not as colorful.
Yeah, we've been moving. I was up to like midnight last night, and then had to be up by five painting. A bunch of our friends came over. Thank you, my sister, to Molly, to Sarah, to Matt, to Ben, to Cody's parents, just everybody who's helped us so far. My parents. You and Mark helped too when you guys came down for Penny's practice. You both loaded up your cars, and I was appreciative of that. I have a lot of stuff, and it was when we got the place. It was such short notice. It was like 2 weeks. They were like, pack up everything you own in 2 weeks. And then we had a show that week, so it really was only a week. And then we've had copper pennies practice this. So it was like 3 days I had to pack my entire apartment.
Yeah.
And I threw out like 10 trash bags. And then I was so embarrassed when like I have so much just junk that I know I have to get rid of. And I'm going to do that at my new place. Mm-hmm. But I felt like everybody was judging me every time they carried another box into the house. They'd be like, oh, what is this?
I made jokes.
You were fine. Everybody was making jokes, but I have a lot of stuff. I probably had three times as much stuff as Cody.
You have a lot of posters, and they're all framed.
Yeah. I take my wall decorations very seriously. I really do. It's an art.
Yeah.
I love it. I do. I have like...
Well, a lot of them are autographed, too, and that's something you want to frame.
Yeah, I have a bunch of movie posters, and then I have a couple that I actually got. I have a autographed... picture with Stan Lee did. I have I have Stan Lee's autograph from the day that I saw Stan Lee. Not that I met him. I was in line. I said hello to him, and he didn't even look up at me. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but he's old and was sitting in line.
You know what? He's a writer. He's a creative person. He's probably a jerk.
He's just like he's probably like this is the. Spire French, this is like the 20,000th autograph I've signed today.
Yeah.
That's my Stan Lee impersonation.
Oh, no offense, Chris Miller, who is also a writer and creative person.
Such a jerk. Gosh. But I have that, and I do. I just had and I know I'm going to go through all of it, but just moving into the house has been crazy. The basement drain kept flooding, and this is what I wanted to tell you. I have a hilarious story, and it's really gross. So here it goes.
I'm going to sit back.
So, ladies and gentlemen.
Not my headphones cord is long enough.
You either have well water or city water, okay? Mm-hmm. City water is you have to pay for it. The city provides it, blah, blah, blah. Well water, there's a well. It runs off your electricity. The water is free just to get the water up is what costs money.
Mm-hmm.
So our house has well water, and... In the basement, how it drains out is it still drains out to like the, I guess it would drain out to the septic tank. Anyways, but what is hilarious is the drain in the floor kept overflowing. So every time you run the wash machine and it goes down to that hole, water would kept coming back up.
Oh, gross.
So, and it's really bad to have standing water anywhere.
Yeah.
Definitely in a basement, mildew. bugs. It's just a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a bottle of Drano, dumped it down, let it sit. I did this a couple days ago. Turned the hot, crank the hot water on. Nothing happened. It overflowed again.
Mm-hmm.
I got a like a metal snake from my grandpa, where you just like you try to either pull it up or you jab at whatever's down there. If it's a clog of hair, if mm-hmm. it's an old sock, if it's rock, whatever it is, you jab at it enough and it releases it, and it mm-hmm. and it goes up the trap. You know what a trap is? When you look at the bottom of a sink. So when you look at the bottom of a sink, it's like an
oh,
S.
Yeah.
The reason why you need those is sewage. The air, the smell,
mm-hmm.
it traps the air.
Oh.
So when you where it loops back up, mm-hmm. water will always be in there. So that then from the loop down into the ground, there will be no water. Therefore, smell can't get back up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm jabbing at this thing with a hanger, basically a metal prod, and I could not find the exit hole. I couldn't find it. Like, usually you'll be able to feel where the hole is.
Okay.
I'm doing hand motions. it's very visual.
Yeah.
But usually you'll be able to find where the hole is in a drain like that. I couldn't find it. So, and I've done this before at my parents' house because my father's arm is too big. I stuck my hand down the hole.
Ew.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to. You have to reach down there. So I did. I'm probably wrist deep in disgusting basement. I wouldn't say sewage water, but mm-hmm. it's just gross stuff.
Yeah. And I reached. It's been sitting there.
Yeah. And the house was empty for like 2 months. So I reached down in there, and I'm expecting to find a sock. Clumps of hair, which I did. I had a plastic plate. I pulled out about enough that it was like a 2-inch pile on this plastic plate. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm feeling my hand down the hole, and it's gross, and I don't care. Listen, people, I was going to be an EMT. This stuff does not gross me out at all. Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
I reach down there and I feel something hard. And I don't know what this is. And it doesn't feel like a pipe. It doesn't feel like a shoe. I just feel something down in the hole. And it's blocking the rest of the pipe. At this point, it's hilarious. Cody and Cody's mom and Cody's dad walk in the room and like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, I'm unclogging this. My sister was down there with me, and she's seen me do this a dozen times before at my parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, "Oh, he's getting the clog out. He has to do this." And they're like, "Do you have a glove on?" And I was like, "I am wrist deep in this thing. Do you really think a glove is gonna help?" Anyways, so I pull out a rock the size of a baseball. I don't know how a rock got in my basement drain.
Oh, that is weird.
The rock is covered in mildewy, gross blackness.
Yeah.
Okay. So I pull that out, and then underneath the rock is the drain pipe where mm-hmm. it loops back up. All of that down there was the clumps of hair, dirt. Mm-hmm. I found an ant trap. I don't know why it was in there. I found plugs. I found like huge clothing, but like pieces of cloth. I scooped it all up and pulled it out, and then I put the drain back in it, and it works perfectly. So ladies and gentlemen, what I'm saying is if you need some plumbing done, just call me, all right? And I'll come over and I'll do it.
And you never know what you'll find in your drain.
I'm telling you what.
Ant traps.
So you know what I did?
What?
I kept the rock. I put it outside.
Did you keep the ant trap?
No. Cody was like, I said to him, I was like, I kept that rock. He goes, where? Ryan, it better not be in my house. I said, Cody, it's outside. And I threw it in some bushes. So Cody, I hope you don't hear this. It's in the bushes.
It's just in some bushes. So it's It's out of the way.
So I know where it is. So
is it still covered in nastiness?
The rain and all that will wash it off. But that's why I didn't like
it. And then you can bring it inside.
Yeah, that's why I didn't like put it on the front step. I put through it in some bushes. And the rain will wash it off, and I'll go find it in a year or so.
Put in an alternate.
And then I'm going to etch into it like, home is where you find rocks and drain pipes.
You should get
like that.
Remember the date. It was, and put that on the rock too.
It was yesterday. So today is
14th.
Today is the 15th. Yesterday, so
the 14th.
The 14th, I pulled a rock out of a drain pipe. I don't know how it got in there. I'm full like a baseball sized rock. I don't know where it came from, and it wasn't like I felt the walls. It wasn't like it broke off. It may have come down from inside the trap, the sewage trap. I don't know about that, though. I have no idea where a rock came from in my house.
Well, we should think about it and speculate. Hey, speaking of mysteries.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you think you know where it came from, message us and give us your ideas, opinions, thoughts. Anyways, speaking
of
mysteries.
Or if you know for sure
where. If you're the one who came and put the rock in my drain, please let me know.
Speaking of mysteries.
Okay.
This is another little piece of information I found out. Probably a couple weeks ago, but I forgot to bring it up. So we can go on to Podbean and figure out our listening stats and everything. And
I like where this is going on.
And we're up to over 600 listens now, and it's awesome. Our second most listened to episode is the one where we interviewed Liz.
Wow.
Yeah, it's episode 7.
That's the most listened to?
Second most. Most listened to is our first episode.
I thought so, yeah.
But I found out some interesting news. Okay. So which state do you think most of our listens take place?
Georgia.
No.
Alabama.
No. It's not a trick question.
Ohio?
Yes, Ohio.
I thought that was a trick question.
No, it's not a trick question. Okay, but our second most listens.
Georgia.
Not Georgia.
Alabama.
Georgia is up there because I do.
Because you have a lot of friends and family.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a lot.
Our second most, Florida.
Not Florida.
Alaska.
No.
Hawaii.
I thought you'd guess states that border Ohio, but you're not.
No, I'm not. I'm going for the crazy ones.
No.
Kentucky, Pennsylvania.
Do you want me to tell you or just want to keep guessing?
New York.
No, it actually doesn't border Ohio.
Okay, now you got me all confused. Which one is it?
California.
Really?
Yeah.
We have
70 listens from California.
What? Hello, you lovely people from California.
Well, I was trying to figure out.
You know
out
why, Ben?
Why?
I have California blood in me.
Do you?
My father was born in California. And then when he was five or six, they moved here. So
do you still have family in California then?
No, they all left.
Oh, so then we still don't know why there's California people listening.
But what I'm saying is they know I'm one of them.
That's exactly what it is.
In my genes and not my wearable genes, but in the genes in my body.
Well, I just figured California people are just really into podcasts.
I bet too. I think that might be.
I actually looked it up. I saw if there was an Akron in California. It's this
How
small
podunk,
podunk town in middle of California. There's not. There's no Akron in California.
You know what else I think is really cool? You search Spoils of Akron if you just search Spoils of on iTunes, there's only two podcasts that have that in the name.
I thought you were going to say there's 50 podcasts.
No, I would have thought there would have been one? I think it was a baking show, a baking podcast. But yeah, we're one of the
Spoils
only.
Of baking.
It was something like that. But yeah. I thought that's. If you search Spoils of Akron on iTunes, Spoils of. But you know what I always like telling people is half of my face is on iTunes. Do you realize that half of your face is on iTunes?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that so cool?
I guess.
I think it's
I don't
so
know.
Cool.
I feel like we overhype iTunes and make it, we made iTunes.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's really not that hard to do.
No, not at all. The hardest thing was getting our album art to size. They kept yelling at us for that. They're it's not the correct size. We're we don't know what we're doing.
You say it we were literally talking to somebody, but
no, the computer was just yelling at us.
So let's see, there's some news we could discuss.
Ooh,
I guess.
Pull it up.
Did you hear the one about the guy who escaped from
Shawshank?
Yeah, Shawshank.
He actually didn't.
It wasn't. He was in the Mansfield Reformatorium where they filmed Shawshank. He was there.
The background?
No, he was...
Oh, I'm sorry. They closed it.
Right. Okay, so let's give some background. So this
guy... Yeah, go ahead and pull up the story.
Frank Freshwaters.
Yes.
Frank Freshwaters. He is 79 years old right now. Okay. But he was in prison in 59. He escaped 59. In 59. He was imprisoned in 58. And it was for manslaughter. He accidentally... It was a vehicle accident. He hit a father and son.
He was 29 years old when he went to prison.
Oh, just a father. What?
He was like 27, 29.
Oh, math gosh. I didn't know you were doing this math. I don't know.
Does it say in the story anywhere? Math is hard.
Math is hard.
Without a calculator.
I was really good at math, but I couldn't.
But anyways, he was like in his 20s.
Yeah. He was young.
So, and he was convicted. Was it... manslaughter. Did he mean to do it, or was it an accident?
It was manslaughter. So what? That's an accident,
that's,
right?
That's not where unintentional. Not intent. Yeah.
Yeah. So he was actually just put on probation for 5 years, and then he violated his probation. It doesn't say the article I read doesn't say how, but then he was sentenced for 20 years in prison, and so he was sent to where they filmed Shawshank, and he was there for. Not long, because he... He was there for not long because he was Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield. That's where they filmed Shawshank. But he wasn't there long because he was well-behaved. They moved him to a little bit less strict place. Ah, crap.
Just keep your phone open.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why I keep putting it away. They moved him to... Oh, shoot.
I just think it's so cool that he, when he escaped, he went to Florida.
Sandusky Honor Farm.
Okay.
And then, he escaped in 59.
Okay.
Which is just like Shawshank.
I was going to say, they didn't base Shawshank off of him. No.
I don't think, no, because they didn't know where he went.
Right.
Or anything.
That's what I mean.
But they knew he escaped because he wasn't there
anymore.
Did a lot
of people escape? From Shawshank?
I don't know. Shawshank isn't actually the Ohio State Reformatory, but
you know what I mean.
It is
prison where it was where it was filmed at Mansfield.
Mm-hmm.
Which is now a haunted house.
He ran away to Florida, and he was hiding for 55 years.
Yeah,
hiding for 55 years under a different name, Michael.
So how was he caught? Were they still looking for this dude 55 years later?
I think they stopped for a while, but then they were like, hey, we haven't found this guy yet. Why don't we just go ask around?
We got nothing going on.
Yeah. It was weird because they found him in Florida.
Hey, Joe, what are you doing? Nothing. Hey, come look at that. Come help me look for that guy. All right, I'll be right there.
There's nothing going on in Ohio right now. I don't know.
Crime
I just heard
is down really low.
I heard about this guy pooping on cars, but can't find him anywhere.
Wait 50 years and then look for that guy too.
Yeah,
that's how the criminal justice system works.
Okay, I can't believe they haven't figured out who the pooper is.
You know what?
They got a picture of the dude.
They're gonna look for him in 50 years, Ben.
They have a picture of this guy, and no one's like said, "Oh yeah, that's Jimmy who lives down the street." Unless I missed out on news, they don't know who he is.
No, they don't. They still don't.
He must be like such a hermit. Like no one knows him. That was
it's like a conspiracy.
That was national news.
Okay, or it's like a conspiracy. Nobody wants to give him away. Everybody's in on it except for the popo.
Except for us.
Just kidding. It is Police Appreciation Week, so.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's a.
Just kidding.
Police Appreciation Week. PAW. PAW.
Yes, it is.
I always look for acronyms. That's like a little
soap
quirk I have. I don't know why I do that. They found him in Florida. Using the name Michael Cox, I think is what it was. But they found him because an officer... I keep doing
did
that.
It again.
I did it again. An officer just went up to his trailer And showed him a picture and said, "Do you know who this is?" And he said, "Oh yeah, I haven't seen him in years." And then he just like spilled the beans. He told him everything that he was.
Wait. He went, "No, I haven't seen him in years. I'm just kidding. It's me.
I haven't seen him in a long time," Freshwater said, according to Goodyear. Okay, so Goodyear was the name of
one of the officers
that found him.
Goodyear and Firestone.
I'm putting my phone down because I think we have all the information we need.
No, just kidding. Just Officer Goodyear.
Goodyear Firestone?
Yeah, well, like Officers Goodyear and Firestone.
Yeah. Okay, Goodyear or Firestone?
For what?
Which one would win in a fight?
If they were officers?
If they were the company, like the people who...
Oh, that's...
Or
I'm
like the collective companies as a whole, if like the companies
I'm
themselves...
I'm going to say Goodyear because it has blimps.
Oh, that's true. They can attack from above.
Yeah.
Firestone does a lot of like...
They have fire
race
in their
car
names,
stuff.
So maybe they have fire?
They have fire in their names. Hmm. And they have a credit union, so...
I don't know. I just know that Goodyear has blimps, and it is statistically more likely you will meet a president than ride in the Goodyear blimp.
Really?
Yep.
That's a bummer.
Isn't that cool?
That really sucks.
Yeah,
I want to ride in a Goodyear blimp.
And not, if you list. Really think about it, a lot of people really do meet the president. Like
that's true,
I
guess.
My dentist has met the president. He has a picture of him on the wall.
Who's your dentist?
Dr. Marino in the Falls.
Oh, okay.
It's with Clinton, but he has a picture with a president.
Mm-hmm.
It's more, but I think that's so cool. Yeah, he met the president. Actually, now that I think about it, I think Pastor Kirk Bruce also did.
Oh, from Pilgrim?
I think so.
Hmm.
I don't know. That's like one of those pictures you put in your office.
Yeah.
When you meet a president, you put that picture up.
Just
put that picture up.
Millions of people.
No, like
in
you
the
probably
world.
Have to sign a thingy like, Mr. President, can I get my picture with you? Yeah, sure, but you have to make sure you post it on the wall.
It's one of those things in the president's secret book.
Uh huh. From Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, but like if you put it up in your wall, you're not supposed to tell people that the president told you to do that.
Yes.
For some
it's
reason,
it's another conspiracy.
Mm-hmm. It's a big deal too. I don't know why.
So they found him. He confessed.
Mm-hmm. And he's back in prison.
They put him back in prison.
Yeah.
Dude's like 79 years old.
I don't know.
Who cares? Gosh.
He ran away.
I know. For violating probation.
Mm-hmm. It would have been cooler if he escaped from Shawshank, though.
It would have been cooler if he was like convicted of a murder he never really did, and like for these last 55 years he's been trying to find the real murderer,
and his name was Andy Dufresne,
and maybe.
He was best friends with Morgan Freeman.
Andy Dufresne crawled through a river of bleep.
Yes, what, like a half mile?
My visa card. That's my Morgan Freeman impersonation.
That was pretty good.
I'm just full of them tonight, guys.
Yeah.
You want to hear my Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Okay.
Ah, what are you doing? It's pretty good, right?
Get to the chopper.
Ah,
I can't do it.
Put the cookie down. It's not a tumor. I'm not a pervert. I just want the Turbo Man doll.
Maybe you should have stopped at Morgan Freeman.
Why? This one's pretty good.
That one was better than Morgan Freeman. Yeah. I'll give you that.
Arnold's an easy one to do. It's just you have to be loud and you have to like growl with every word you say.
Yes.
So, like, I could talk in Arnold the entire time if I wanted to.
Like, you don't even have to focus on the vowels. Just make sure you're talking loud and going like this.
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
So, anywho's, the other thing we wanted to talk about was Loudfest.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so that was supposed to be tonight.
So, it was a hip-hop, rap, R&B, I'm not sure... concert that was going to happen at the Rubber Bowl. Problem is, Rubber Bowl has no electricity and it does not contain sound very well.
Mm-hmm.
So it was canceled from one of the last article I read on it. It said it was postponed indefinitely,
yeah.
Which I think is a nicer way to say canceled until further notice because the police were afraid that they weren't going to be able to contain. You know, there are houses like 5 minutes down the road from there, and they were just afraid it was going to be too loud. You ever been to the Rubber Bowl before?
No.
I have not either.
Yeah, we should go. Let's go to Loud Fest. I'll see you guys.
Bye, guys. No, I think we should. How cool would it be to record like a podcast on the 50-yard line in the middle of the Rubber Bowl? Chris, let's get on that.
All right, let's do it.
I think that'd be cool.
The first event at the
Rubber
Bowl.
People can just sit in the bleachers and watch us.
Actually, they can't yet because they don't. Another reason Loudfest was postponed.
The Rubber Bowl. You know, I heard somewhere else. Look this up on your phone while I'm blabbering on.
Okay.
I heard somewhere or read on an article that a semi-pro football team was going to purchase the Rubber Bowl and move in there.
Yeah, we actually talked about that.
We did?
Yes, we did. When we talked about the Rubber Bowl, we talked about...
Oh, we did, look that up to see if there's anything else, if there's any more progress on that. But I think that would be so cool. Akron's already got a semi-pro baseball team.
Yeah.
We should get a rubber... We should get... Rubber? What?
Rubber
we should get a football team, too, and call them, like, the Akron Rubber...
Ducks. Bands.
Rubber bands. Oh, let's start that right now.
No,
we're gonna snap you. Snap the ball. Snap. And like
make little rubber band guns with your fingers and we're gonna tie ponytails.
I do want to go to the Rubber Bowl. My church had a event there. They had like a worship summit there one time, and I wanted to go, but I wasn't able to.
I'm not
finding anything else on it.
I mean, it's just taking a while to load.
We'll talk about it next time.
Yeah, we'll bring that up if there's anything new to talk about with that. There is Council President Gary Moneypenny is preparing to take over the mayor's office.
Yes,
and it's spelled Garry, his name. So I'm just gonna. Garry with two R's. Gary with two R's.
Gosh.
So I'm just going to call him Gary from now on?
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Gary Moneypenny.
I was thinking about this today. Like, was he made fun of for being, like, did they call him Gary, like, growing up?
Children are the cruelest people in the world. I'm sure they did.
But I also thought that politicians, we usually think they be, like, nerdy people in school growing up.
Sure.
But I don't think so. I think most politicians were probably like really popular
captain
people.
Captain of the football team?
Yeah. Yeah,
I
exactly.
I also believe that too.
Okay. I didn't know.
Because I think to be a politician, it takes more than just the brains.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a certain being
manipulation.
Able to, I wasn't going to use that word.
No.
But almost
personality.
Like you have to be able to charm people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you can get that if you aren't put in a leadership position like that growing up, or if you're not captain of the football team or whatever. Did you ever run for class president or anything? I did. I was president. President Dyke.
No, I did not. Did you win?
Yeah, I was President Dyke.
Oh, no.
What?
I was
everybody call me President Dyke also at meetings. I was like, they're like, Ryan. I was like, uh-uh. Address me by my full name, President Dyke.
And they always felt uncomfortable when they met you. President Dyke.
Dyke. That's why.
And then you say, no, don't call me that.
You want to know what my slogan was?
Oh, no. Wait, let me guess. Never mind. I have no
Vote
idea.
Vote for Dyke, the guy to like. It was awesome. I put signs up all over the place. Yeah, no, I won. I was president of ninth grade. In ninth grade, I was the student council president.
Yeah, but you're the kind of person who can, you know, talk to anybody, meet anybody. You're not manipulative. But
no, I'm not at all.
I swear, guys, he's not. I swear he's not manipulative. Mm-mm. I swear he's not. I know he's not. I know he can't do anything wrong. I know he's not manipulative.
I'm a perfect human being.
Okay, so Gary is
Moneypenny.
Gary Moneypenny is taking over, and apparently there's a lot of crap he's got to deal with. Well, it's
crap
nothing,
being left.
Nothing.
It's the former mayor.
Okay, Plasquale didn't like intentionally leave him all this stuff.
No,
it was
but
just,
he is leaving 2 years. in the middle of his I almost said sentence. It's not sentence.
Oh, no. He's running away from Shawshank.
He's going to Florida.
Yeah. Actually, right now, this article says that he is... I don't know when this was written. Might have been a few days ago. Yeah, this was written on May 12th. But this article says, at least at the time it was written, he's in Israel. The Don is in Israel. Apparently, he would take a lot of trips like that.
Just whenever he wanted?
I don't know if, like, whenever he wanted. He might have given them some notice. But yeah, so there's this tunnels and reservoirs and a new sewer drainage system. It's going to prevent sewers from draining into the Cuyahoga River.
Good.
And so money.
Protect Mother Earth.
So Gari Moneypenny is dealing with that, but it's going to cost $1.4 billion. They're also working on getting body cameras for police officers. Which is also very expensive, apparently. Moneypenny's got his work cut out for him.
Wow.
I mean, what would you do if, like, you know, hey, Ryan?
Yes.
In 3 weeks?
Yes.
You're going to be the mayor of Akron.
Okay, if I'm going to be the mayor,
Oh, you actually are prepared?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I have thought about this. There's a lot of things I would want to... and I can talk about this all I want. This is never going to happen at all. But I think there's a lot of things going right in the city, but I think there's a lot of things that need changing. A lot of poor housing developments, incomes, families like that. I think we need to take care of them more, but also help them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Akron has a big homeless problem. Driving over here, I saw some guy that I swear couldn't have been older than I am out there with a sign. And
I think I saw him too.
And I almost thought to myself, what are you doing? Like, but I think a lot of people, and maybe not that guy specifically, they just have never been, I don't want to say forced, but in that position to learn. You know, mm-hmm. when you work that retail job, or when you work at Acme for 4 years, or McDonald's, or anywhere like that, you learn just... how to survive, if that's a better, I don't know how to say it, but how to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think a lot of people get that growing up or get that from, because they're just put in a situation where they aren't just, able to.
They don't have the opportunity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I want to create opportunities for people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big talk, and I can sit here and talk about that all day. But in 3 weeks when I take the mayorship and it's Mayor Dyke, and you guys have to call me Mayor Dyke, I don't know. I also want to Akron U to me, and that's another thing that Chris showed me earlier. They are rebranding. They will be known as a polytechnic school now.
Oh.
I don't know if that means they're changing the name, but it will be known as a polytechnic school.
Okay.
But Akron U, I think, needs to be either – it's like really weird. Right when you cross – the train tracks. I can't think of what that road is that runs along it. Not High. It's the next. It's like a couple up. Akron U's like on that side of Akron,
mm-hmm.
and then the only buildings on this side are the Polsky and the National Inventors Hall of Fame, and I think there's like a couple other ones. And I think like you need to make that either more a part of the city or less. Like, it's in this weird middle ground right now.
So you want them to move the university?
No, but I don't know. Expand.
Or build the city around the university?
I don't know. It's just, I once heard somebody say that Akron U is not a on-campus college. It's a commute college. Mm-hmm. It's a commuter college.
Okay.
You don't live on campus because it's, and a lot of people say because on campus it's not close to anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's on that side of Akron. It's easier to just still live at home and commute, mm-hmm. than to try to move on campus. I don't know. I would definitely change the Akron Rubber Ducks to Ryan Dyke's baseball team.
That's the name.
Mayor Dyke's baseball team.
Yeah. Does the jersey say Mayor Dyke's baseball, mm-hmm. team?
And
yeah.
It's a picture. The mascot is just a giant cartoon version of me.
Okay.
I would definitely have Copper Pennies play at every lock three.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of things I would change. You know, I think I would take over the Quaker Station. Quaker mm-hmm. Station at University of Akron uses that. I think I would kick all the college students out and just
and make oats?
That. No, make that like a mansion, like a big one-person mansion just for myself. There's a lot of things I would change. What would you do?
I don't know. I asked the question because I thought you'd be like, oh, I have no idea. Like, I didn't know you'd come so prepared.
Well, you know, at some point, I could be the mayor, and I think I'd be a pretty good mayor. I gotta say, I think we'd have a lot of fun, and it would be a party all the time, and everybody would live fair. That's one thing.
Are you a socialist?
I don't know what that means.
Okay. It means everyone lives fair. It's actually a very good thing. Oh, no.
I think it is a good thing. I don't know.
It's like communism. People are always freaking out about like, the communists.
I'm not
socialist.
A red.
Okay. You've been indoctrinated to hate communism. Like we all have. It's okay.
I saw Indiana Jones 4, people. Right?
I'm not a communist.
Red or dead is what they said in that movie.
Yeah. Okay, so I started our timer a little bit late. We're at 35 minutes. I know we wanted to go short today because we're going to go play a show.
Yeah, we got a gig tonight.
Yeah. And
but you know,
I'll be wearing suspenders.
Yeah, I think a short episode is good every once in a while. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's we'll come back strong. We're gonna try to get in some more interviews. I've got a bunch of them lined up. The Wednesday ladies want to have us over.
Wine.
Ladies.
but I don't like wine.
You know, there's a bunch of things we got planned, and you know, now we got the future show where we're gonna play at the Rubber Bowl. I mean, there's a bunch of things.
Yeah, yeah, it's so much stuff to talk about. Hey, do you have a recommendation for this? Bless you.
I can come up with one. Yeah, sure. I got a couple. You go first.
Oh, I was hoping you'd have one first. Oh, you know what? Okay, I'll just recommend the one I was thinking. There's another podcast that I listen to called This Is Radiocast.
Okay.
And it's with Jay Baker. He is a pastor in Minnesota. Okay, anyway. He does this podcast where he just interviews anybody, whoever. He had a two-part interview just recently with David Bazan mm-hmm. of Pedro the Lion. So, yeah, it's a good guy. He's a pastor, but he's, like, agnostic. So it's a little bit weird. But I like him. And I like the podcast. It's called Is Radiocast.
I'm going to recommend Giorgio's Pizza in Norton. I'm not
yes,
joking.
Yes, we had that.
Giorgio's, just like Little Caesars, they have hot and ready's, and they're like much better than Little Caesars.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like $6. It's not that bad. The pizza is pretty good, even when you reheat it 3 days later. I have to say it's still pretty good.
Yeah.
We had a pizza and paint party, so a bunch of people came over and were painting and eating pizza. Grab the ukulele. We got to do some. Here, can I do the outro song?
Okay.
Sweet. All right, let's see if you guys know this.
Okay, well, thank you guys for listening to Spoils of Akron podcast again. As always, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle for both of those is @SpoilsOfAkron. We have to work on updating that. Okay. We have to work on updating those more. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on iTunes. Thank you so much, Chris Miller, once again, and the Akron Digital Media Center in general. Thank you to the library, and thank you to, hey, the Levy Past.
Yeah.
Yeah, we forgot to mention that last episode. The Levy Past for the library and your sister and Coventry.
And Coventry passed too. My little sister was very happy.
Awesome.
She's like, thank you so much for giving us a shout out.
Okay. So, thank you guys for listening and hope you have an
Akron day.
And hope you have an Akron day.
Thanks, guys. Bye.